To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen, I was like, it's like 8:15. Where's Eric Semmel? I was like, he's usually the camera set up and I'm shooting a breeze with him. And I was like, where is he? He's not here. That's not like him. It's something wrong. And turns out he's in parts unknown. So he's on the phone. He joins us now on Brian and Company for Tech Tuesday. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. It's 50 degrees warmer where I am.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Are you there for how long?
I'm here for the week. I'm here for a conference.
So I didn't know, so this makes sense now, this Airbus issue now makes sense because you were traveling. So, I mean, I only heard that they had some sort of software glitch. I swear, part of me is like, Boeing's had so much problems, I feel like it's corporate espionage. They're like, we need to take down Airbus now too so we can sell more planes. It just feels weird to me. But what happened with these Airbus planes and how big a problem was it?
It was a big problem. 6,000 planes had to have a firmware update or rollback because basically – you remember what happened to the MAX planes that killed people that crashed?
Oh, yeah.
And the Boeing planes, right? That's the Boeing issue there. This is a similar thing. Airbus had an issue in October where basically the rear tail wing there forced the airplane to drop fast to the point where it caused some injuries and it may actually could break the plane. And it was caused because of solar flare radiation. And basically the data, all these planes, they don't fly by pulleys and wires anymore like they used to. They all fly by electronics and software. So when the pilot makes a gesture on the stick there, it talks to the software and the software does its thing. Well, I guess it was getting corrupted by the solar flare radiation, which does happen. And we've talked about it in our program a few times as far as any other communications that can happen on our planet. And it's not good when you're 30,000 feet in the air and the plane decides to dive where it could actually fail. So this is a rollback that was a three-hour firmware update per plane. And basically they had a very short window to do it and didn't do it fast enough. And it's an issue in all IT, whether it be a firewall being firmware updated or a computer or a plane. Or your car. I mean, the Jeeps had a firmware update we talked about where it killed the Jeeps. So all this stuff by software and computer, they rolled it back to a quote unquote more stable version of the software. So you may not have your Airbus.
So flights got canceled?
I got an email as we're packing that our flight was canceled and we can, you know, try to find another flight, which you couldn't do. And I got lucky and found another airline, which we had like the last two seats. So we got very lucky to come down here.
Wow. That would be a bummer if you missed your trip. Would there be any recourse if you missed your trip because of that? Would you get compensated anyway?
Well, they said they would give me ground transportation compensation, hotel compensation. So they're trying to make it right. They are going to thankfully refund my tickets in 7 to 10 business days.
Eric Semmel from Parts Unknown on Tech Tuesday here on Brian and Company. Of course, you can listen to Computer Talk with Tab on Saturdays here, 9 to 11 on WTIC and all your computer needs at Tab Computers in East Hartford. Listen, you know, Netflix... They made a stealthy change and didn't tell us.
It is kind of sneaky, and this is a commonly used feature of Netflix where you can actually have it on your phone and then cast it to your TV, wherever you might be. And they just quietly turned it off.
Why would they do that? Really, they don't want you. They want you to do it through like Roku or whatever.
They want you to do it through your TV or through your regular, your regular app that might be directly connected to your TV and not your phone. They didn't really describe why they did it. They just quietly turned it off. I couldn't find any reason as to why they're doing it. Lots of folks use their phones to cast all sorts of things. And
I airplayed the Patriots last night off my phone because our cable was glitchy, and so I just airplayed it off my phone, and it was a much cleaner reception. So, I mean, I do it all the time.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, lots of other apps allow it. So why they're blocking it is interesting. You paid for the subscription. They know it's your phone. So why they would not let you cast it to a TV doesn't make any sense to me. But they're limiting the action. Maybe they're going to make you pay more to have that feature. That might be what's going to happen. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense, but they sure aren't telling you about it.
I was going to say, now we're finding an extra dollar and you can do it, right?
Right.
Let's talk quickly through a couple others. Google, yeah. I'm an iPhone person, so I don't have a Google phone, but if you have a Google phone and use Google Message, then your messages are compromised?
Not compromised. So basically, this is a regulatory thing. You remember the whole Pura discussion of those missing chats and texts, right? Basically, this is a compliance feature in the Pixel phone to start with, where basically Google and the Pixel phones, if you have a business phone, the IT administrators can actually capture all the texts you're sending, even if it's encrypted within point-to-point communications. It's not a backdoor or anything like that. It's an archive that's going to happen on these business phones if you're getting one from your company. So any texting you're doing can be then gather up again for FOI or any kind of legal questions if you have to produce communications that you were making on your company phone. So basically, it's going to be for legal reasons and compliance reasons. And if it's coming here to the Pixel phone, it's going to be coming to all your phones, I suspect, soon too, for compliance reasons. You can't have the excuse that I deleted my text.
Right.
Nobody can have an FOI request. You can't offer that. So they've got a great way to get around that and make an archival of that information. So that's all that should be coming to all our phones.
There you go. Eric Semmel, again, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturdays here on WTIC, and Tech Tuesday, 8:20 on Tuesdays, unless otherwise notified. We don't have a ton of time. I'll get to the AI poetry question if we can, but talk about AI and your turkey. What happened?
I was planning, Brian, so hard to make sure that this turkey went in the right time, 25 and a half pound bird, and I was doing so much research. And then I had already picked out the time as far as when I was going to put it in. And then I woke up on Thanksgiving morning and said to myself, you know what I'm going to do? AI is supposed to be worth $1 billion. It should tell me exactly when I should put my turkey in. So I asked it. And I asked it what time, and it actually told me 2 hours sooner than I was planning, and even gave me warnings of your people are going to get sick if you don't do this. Make sure you do it, you know, when I'm telling you. It really kind of went to that extent. And so I said, okay, I mean, I'm not the sharpest tack in the drawer. AI must be smarter than me. And so I said, all right, I'm going to follow what AI says. And I mean, I'm a geek. I should be doing that, right? I should follow it. I put it in. And then I said, I asked the question an hour later, is the amount of time that you told me too much time. And of course, and then, of course, it says, well, of course it's too much time. Your turkey's going to be all dried out. It literally changed its mind after I asked the question differently. It's like, is this amount of time too much? Well, sure it is. I just wonder what, if AI can't tell you when to put a turkey in the oven, what are we spending billions and billions of dollars on?
And it was the same one? It was the same one, like the same chat
bot? Same AI. Yeah. I gave it the same parameters, and then I said, is this too much time? And it said, well, of course it is. Your turkey's going to be dried out. I'm like, then why did you tell me to do it? And he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I gave you that information earlier. I'm like, what are you talking about, buddy?
So did you, the question, we got to go. Did you listen to the updated recommendation, and how did it come out?
So I couldn't fix it because I had already put it in, and in the time it did. So it came out okay. My family's not going to tell me it was awful. It sat on the counter for a lot longer than we would have had it on there because it was out sooner because it came to temperature a lot quicker than it would have been perfect if I had put it into my time.
Right.
But thanks to AI, it was out about an hour too soon. So
duly noted.
It is what it is.
Don't listen to AI.
Don't trust AI. Exactly.
For your turkey. Well, listen. I hope things go well. We'll see you. You're remote again next week, right?
No, I'll be. I think I'm in studio with you guys next
week. Awesome. Well, be well. Have fun.
You too.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.